Hello and welcome to the Walk and Love podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we're going to teach you how to develop your first 7-day rhythm. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. The Walk and Love podcast is a weekly conversation between Brooke and I about rhythms, faith, emotions, parenting. It's a place where we laugh and sometimes cry, most times cry, as we try to find language to live a full life.
Even through hiccups. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm going to make it.
And if you like your listening to line up with your living, then you are in the right place.
You're in the right place, baby. Brooke, I have some big news.
Okay.
The Moms on Maui summer dates yes. are live, and this will be the last Moms on Maui of 2024. So super stoked about it.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredible experience. I mean, you can tell people about it more than I can because I'm not allowed to come. Actually,
yeah, it is. It's so fun. It really is. So we've got two back-to-back weeks up of dates in July. So it's July 11 through 16 and then 18 through 23. So you can apply for which week works for you, mm-hmm. or you can apply and check both boxes and say either works. Yeah. I just want to be there. I'm so excited about doing Moms on Maui again this year, because obviously last year when I did it, it was great. It was fun. It was all the things, yep. but I feel like since then I have learned a lot and had yeah. some more ideas, and I have some surprises up my yes. sleeve, and I'm just like, let's do it.
Yeah. There are literally boxes of goodies around us right now for Moms on Maui.
Yes.
The April ones that are coming out.
Yes. But
the July dates are live. You can find those at walkandlove.com/momsonmaui, or go to the show notes, mm-hmm. or just go to our website and click on Moms on Maui.
Yeah.
Apply today, because spots are extremely, extremely yes. limited.
Yes.
So yeah, go apply today. Sunny turned 6 yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she has started yelling baby after stuff.
Well, I think she's heard us do yes. the like Maui baby yeah. or whatever.
And I'm all for it. I'm just a huge, huge fan of it. And mm-hmm. I never wanted to stop. Yeah, she turned 6 this week. So
wild.
It's especially.
We moved here when she was 3.
Yes. That.
Not like fresh 3, not like day 2, 3, but.
And I think it's
3.5, like 3 yeah. and a few months.
Yeah. And so in a few months,
3.5, I guess. Exactly,
Sunny. Yeah, yeah. Sunny will lived half of her life, on Maui, which that is why the 6 feels so big.
Yeah.
Like,
cause it's like,
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're halfway. You know, there.
Cause like Junie will get there, but not for another few years. Whoa. Daisy, it's 100%.
Yeah.
And it will take long, long time for us.
How old will we be if we were still here?
I don't know. I can't figure that math out in my head.
Wait, I'm going to do it. Watch me.
Okay.
I'm 37.
Strong start.
37.
Strong.
So that means start. We moved here. 36, 35. Maybe I was 34. I don't know.
Okay.
Was I 35?
You might have been 33.
33 going on 30. I don't know.
Yeah. If you were 33 though, then when you're 66.
I don't feel like it's that easy. I feel like maybe I was 34.
Yeah, then there's just
way to know. Somewhere in my 60s, late 60s. If I'm still here, still kicking it. Hopefully I'm still on Earth kicking it. I just mean like on the island of Maui.
I so wish we had video right now.
Of me hiking up my,
you
my leggings.
If I'm still kicking it. A cartoon character move. Yeah. So Sunny turned 6. It's wild. Kate was here. She left.
Yeah.
Matt arrived.
Yep.
He's here. Mm-hmm. He fell in love while he was on the airplane, sat next to what he called a cute girl. And now
which we got joking about. He goes, thankfully she was the cutest girl on the airplane. And so I was like, I love the character that gets onto a plane, like, scans the whole plane and goes, yep, there she is. She's the cutest. Goes over and goes, excuse me. I convinces the person in the real seat that they're in the wrong seat. I'm pretty sure that this is my seat. You know, it says I'm supposed to be here and just to sit next to the person.
You fly enough and you'll meet your spouse.
It's possible.
you get to United Premier Silver with that method.
It's basically matchmaking.
There's a chance you're married by the end of
yeah. You read the fine print.
What happens though?
You read the fine print in the, what's the magazine? The in-flight magazine, which has that huge, that like blonde lady matchmaker who's the top in the world. At the bottom, it just says everyone is actually United Silver members.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
What happens? You know, Matt is in his 20s. What happens if the prettiest girl on the plane is 60? You still go
you
for it.
You sit down and you say, hey, have you lived half your life on Maui? It's possible by your age.
It's possible.
I know. I know. The joke.
By the end of the year, Matt will be married to a 70-year-old. Right before coming up, I said, we could have Matt on the podcast and bring us. I mean, we could.
No, that is not what I said. I feel the need to clarify.
Okay, clarify away.
As always, you said, we could have Matt on the podcast right now. And I said, that sounds great while he's here.
Yeah.
He's here for a month, which is going to be 4 to 5 podcasts.
We'll get him
I am
here.
Not prepared, nor are we with questions or audience questions.
Oh, I think Matt could
have
wing
Matt.
It.
But I want it to be better.
Better. Okay. So
that's how I function
so
in life.
So on the Facebook page,
we're going to do an episode with Matt. Matt is single. Matt is about to turn 24 on Sunday.
Okay.
Same day as Lindsay,
yep.
My friend. So I can keep track. And
right now he's got a strategy of sitting next to the prettiest girls on airplanes.
Right. It seems like it's airtight. Yeah. Similar to the plane.
Well, not that Alaska flight.
So just let us know.
Yeah.
Got any questions? Not even questions, topics you'd like us to talk about. Maybe Mount Rushmore's you'd like us to cover.
Because we're coming up, we'll hit half of our life married before we hit half of our life on Maui, obviously.
Yes, 100%.
That's crazy that at some point. I remember my mom telling me that.
Me too. I remember when my mom said, I've now been a Courtney longer than I was a Canfield. Yeah.
Said, I've been a Macetus longer than I've been a Sofuentes.
And then did she?
Yeah.
The little like.
Want some enchiladas.
Arriba, arriba.
Then when she went to her bullfighting class. I feel like all the podcast people will appreciate this while we're on racial stereotypes. So.
Oh, your mom?
My mom is Mexican or part Mexican. And
I think your grandpa's very Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The mullet and the stash.
The mullet and just the whole.
The facial hair
the
speaks.
The whole thing. It's awesome.
It just yells.
Viva la Mexico! Yeah.
Basically, like it is not a stretch for me to picture him in one of those outfits they wear when they do the
mariachi outfit.
Yes. I literally feel like that might be what he wore to our wedding.
He did have like sort of like a
cummerbund.
He had a cummerbund, was red. He had a red bow tie. Yeah. He looked sharp.
Not a stretch.
So Matt is here. And if you don't know Matt, he's Vietnamese.
Yes.
He's adopted from Vietnam. And so, you know, we play Apex Legends together all the time and we're always making jokes and he is very much involved in these jokes about Asian stereotypes. Like he probably makes more than I do.
100%.
Yeah. And like, anytime you're like, anytime you mention anything sad, he's like, oh yeah, like one of his go-to is like when he mentioned shoes or clothing, he'll be like, oh yeah, I remember making that in the orphanage.
That's awful. That's awful. I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
Yeah. But he also talks about how, what's funny, and we'll talk about this with him when he's here, is that when he was adopted, he was a baby.
Yeah.
He always pictured himself being adopted, like basically out of a rice paddy.
Right out of the jungle. Just they swooped him up, took him home. That's what he's picturing in his precious little mind.
Yeah. And then years later, he sees photos of himself with his parents who are going to take him home. And they're at a McDonald's. Like
in a city.
In a major city in Vietnam.
He's like, yeah, it's not the...
Anyway, so...
The jungle I remember.
So to make him feel more at home in our house, I bought a Godzilla poster, a little gong, a fake bonsai tree, and an Apex Legends poster to hang up. Mm-hmm. And he loved it.
He loved it.
He loved every second of it.
Yep.
So yeah, Facebook page.
The girls were pumped about the gong.
Yeah, they're like, do we get to keep this or is he going to take it
home? The best part is that I wish with everything in me, it really made a gong sound. Yeah. Like that'd be fun. I'd bang that for all sorts of stuff. Dinner's ready. Like just so outrageous, but it's not, it's tiny. It's like maybe 6 inches in diameter. And so you're like, ding, and it's just
you
over.
You can make more noise by like hitting two spoons together
or
hitting a glass cup.
Yes.
But still, there's a thought that counts, you know, and the budget, the budget didn't allow for a $200 gong.
That's the problem. We don't have gong money. Shoot.
If only we had gong money, life would be a lot easier.
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite things. Choosing something you wish you had, whether it's real, like silly or not. And putting that as the point of all the money you're trying to make.
Gong money, baby.
Next level.
Anyway, so he's here, which is really fun. Daisy has already said his name 2,986
times.
Which is fun for him. I'm sure he loves that. Sunny, he was here for Sunny's birthday, which was awesome. And another big thing that, or a big thing that's happening right now is the collection is live. I forgot to mention that. And when we give out a podcast code, this is going to be my new rule.
Okay.
I'm not going to use it this time because I didn't explain it last time.
Okay.
But when we give a podcast code, it is going to be valid from launch day.
Oh,
actually, no, it'll still work. So it's valid for 1 week. So you have until we launch on Thursday. So you have until Thursday at midnight
of the
to use
week.
The code for you for a percentage off your entire purchase.
Yeah.
Doesn't just have to be the new collection stuff. You can buy something previous.
Yeah.
Should we make a Sunny Morrow code too?
Sure.
Should we double up?
Whoa. Don't you mean double down?
Double down, double up. Okay.
I don't know. But your eyes look crazy. So I want you to be in charge of what's happening.
We're going
to
do it.
Because I don't know what's happening.
So whenever we give a...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They can use it.
They could use it either or.
Either or.
Same code?
Same code. Whoa. Yeah. We're going to try it.
Gong.
No, the code is already for you. I already made it.
Dang it. Okay.
Should we change it?
No. I don't know. Gong money.
Gong money. New code.
So you can still use for you. If you already have it typed in... Don't delete it.
No, I would delete it and write gong money.
Okay. Well, that too.
If you want to be a true butt clencher, you're deleting that and writing gong money.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of just jumped into our week.
Yeah, it's great.
Anything to add? We did have one sort of big change, which I kind of alluded to last week. Like we had this huge rhythm change from 1.0 to 2.0, which has... it's partly because one, we're kind of living in no man's land of like rhythmless from like traveling and being not in
holidays,
not our home,
not
for
in
Christmas,
our home for 20 days,
to then like having visitors
guests,
right away. And so we were kind of living in this like no man's land, which is not fun, for a long period of time. And so Monday, I kept saying last week, every day, like, Brooke, our whole lives change on Monday. Which is funny because, like, it's kind of true. Like,
in a way,
when you add the rhythm to your life just, like, it just feels smoother and easier and more complete and more joyful and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But the girls start at this homeschool co-op school.
Yeah.
So 2 days a week, they're going to this homeschool co-op at a different part of the island. And they're learning non-core classes. So, like, their classes like Hawaiian language and culture. They have a bugs class. They have like a class literally called problem solving, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Great leaders. The history of PE, where they're both learning about the sport, but also playing the sport.
Yep.
And then embroidery.
Water in our world.
Water in our world. So they were like, they were flying high this week.
Yeah. Birthday week, new school week.
Yeah. And she had her school on her birthday. So she got to bring
to
cupcakes
treats
and
for
treats
the first time ever, which is precious.
Yeah.
Cause June got to do that preschool
and kindergarten,
preschool, pre-K and kindergarten.
Yeah.
So she like amped Sunny up for how amazing it was going to be. I don't know if she amped it too high. I wasn't there for the delivery.
No, she did great. And because of the weird, like archaic laws on Maui, like, and it's way too hard to explain.
It's not really that the laws are old. It's that the school is...
I would say that they're old.
Well, I'm sure they are old, but the school is like, you know, it's not some like accredited school.
Yeah.
So they have to basically say we're childcare and operate under such laws.
And since we don't have a childcare license at the school...
Right. It's like a whole thing.
Like, there's places on Maui that will only watch your kid for 5 hours and 40 minutes to avoid this licensing process.
Yeah.
And so a way that we're getting around it is that a parent just has to be there if they go 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. So I was up there the second day. And if you saw my stories, I built a desk in the truck.
Crushing
this beautiful desk. It was round one. And let me sidebar a little bit.
Okay.
I'm posting stories.
Yeah.
Of this magnificent initial
slat
creation.
Of wood.
Well, I mean, some would call it that.
Picture it.
Yeah. I might make a highlight to catalog.
Just in that single story. Oh.
To catalog the journey I'm on.
I love it.
And so I post this, first attempt. I honestly did it kind of as we were leaving.
I'm not kidding. I was zipping lunch boxes and I said, why is the saw going off in the garage? To which June goes, oh.
So, but I was just shocked and chagrined that after posting the story, I got many a reply sending me an Amazon link for a steering wheel desk.
Yeah.
Link it into your steering wheel. People don't believe in me, babe. Mm. They don't believe that I can make the
ultimate. You believe in yourself, though?
The ultimate car mega desk. And I will.
I believe in you.
And it'll be glorious.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be bought by Shark Tank. Yeah. YouTube will probably come down and cover it.
Hey, Shark. Are you ever working in your truck and you don't have...
Do your kids go to a weird school that you have to be there one day?
Yeah. It's a real specific pitch, Sharks, but listen.
And then do you also drive a Ram?
Yes, because it doesn't fit anything else.
Fit in any
it fits
other car.
This Ram. Hey, Sharks, there's real sharks here.
Stay out of the murky water. Nothing's murky about this desk.
Deal. Oh. Bite it while you can.
Nice. I'm asking for $2.7 million for 1% stake.
Yeah. Are your jaws wide open? I'm like...
Bite and hold on. So I'm on a journey.
Okay.
And I want the butt clenchers to believe in me because I feel like the initial messages were, hey, that desk is trash. Why don't you buy this $10 one?
Well,
I'm willing to sink gong style money.
I know you are. That's the problem. Is that now you're committed.
Should it have a gong?
Yes. They're like, there's just this one weird dad who rings this gong every time he starts his work day.
The day has begun. But I actually really liked going up there for the second day.
Yeah.
Because Haiku, it's in Haiku. It's beautiful. And it's I could see the ocean. I was high enough that I could see the ocean. The wind was blowing. My windows were open. I took a nap in the car. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. So big rhythm change for that. And then for some other reasons. And so we've been having a lot of rhythmic discussions.
Yeah.
And so I felt like, why not spend a little bit of time on the podcast? Some of you guys have been kind of on this journey with us. Some of you may have heard us talk about living with a 7-day rhythm and thought, oh, that's not for me. I don't know how to do that. Some of you might be doing it now. And so wherever you are on this journey, I think what we're going to talk about today is going to benefit any of you because it still benefits us when we sort of walk through the activity that we're going to share.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I thought it would be good to sort of just give a brief 30,000 foot flyover.
Wow.
Of,
we are all the way at the top.
Yeah, we're at the very top of just what.
We've been sitting next to that cute girl for a while.
Yeah. What the 7-day rhythm is all about. Mm. So that, some of you have listened and followed this journey, but some of you might just be like, I hear you guys mention this, but I don't really know. And you don't talk about it all the time.
Right.
But you talk about it sometimes. And so why don't we do that? Do you want to start or should I start?
I can start. So I feel like when you first hear about a 7-day rhythm, I feel like one of my first thoughts was okay.
It's a schedule.
7 days is a week.
Yeah.
Why are you calling it 7-day rhythm? Which is true. You could call it a weekly rhythm, but that sounds different. That can mean different things to different people than if you're very clear with this. It's very specific to the 7 days, which is a week. Yes. Points A+ for y'all for figuring that out. That's amazing. But the thinking.
And why is a week 7 days? Because of the original 7-day rhythm created by God in Genesis.
In creation.
So.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting a phone call. That never happens.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Also, your computer volume is on. I think that's the part that really never happens. Do we have to end the podcast? I don't even know how to go on from here.
Do not disturb it, and that'll put everything in the classroom. So, you know, God laid out the first week in creation.
Yep.
There's been historically people have tried to tinker with the week and make it 10 days or 5 days, and people's production goes down and
it's like anarchy and chaos, sickness.
Yeah. It's wild.
People literally start to go crazy.
and that's because, you know, obviously God has given us sort of the outline to how to live our lives.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way back. Yeah. Like there's this article going around a few weeks ago that was like, turns out if you take a lazy day, it's better for your mental health. And I'm like, oh interesting.
Also known as the Sabbath.
Yeah, we have a word for that.
Maybe not with that context. Yeah.
Yeah. So first rhythm is laid out in creation, and that's what our week is based on. And so when we talk about living out a 7-day rhythm, we're referencing something incredibly ancient and super powerful.
Yeah.
I like the way my friend Jeremy talks about it, where he talks about it as a technology. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have your iPhone in your hand, that's a powerful piece of technology.
Yeah.
Now, if you only had the phone app on your iPhone, it would be it would still be a powerful piece of technology, but you wouldn't be utilizing it in the best way to access all those technologies. And so like, we often live our lives within the realm of that technology of the 7-day rhythm, mm-hmm. but we're not fully embracing it and accessing all aspects of it.
Yeah.
And so Brooke and I started doing this about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And has radically transformed our family, our marriage, our health, our intimacy, our physical health, mm-hmm. Our jobs, our work, our rest, our worship, just our whole entire lives. Like I don't think we'd live here if we hadn't started. And there's just like, we can tell story after story after story. And so it is just this powerful technology that you can tap into to live a more full life. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to start than you would think. I think a lot of people hear us talk about it and they're like, man, that sounds like something that's very hard and challenging.
Or I think they go, oh, it's a weekly plan. Yeah. I have that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would challenge. Yeah. I would challenge to say, you might have a weekly plan. That is different than what we're talking about.
Yes. And so we have this sort of like ideology culturally that we live in a straight line, always getting better. Things are always improving. Things should always be going forward, forward, forward.
Very future oriented.
Yes. And we don't take time usually to like kind of contemplate circle back and think about it and tinker with and adjust. Mm-hmm. And that's what a 7-day rhythm is. So you live 7 days and then you kind of recap or like recalibrate, have some stillness, and then you tinker with, and then you try to live those same 7 days again, mm-hmm. and constantly tinkering and varying it as you go. And mm-hmm. you end up with living this really full and rich life. And so one of my favorite examples is, you know, if someone says, oh, I'm a writer, mm-hmm. and you say, okay, what'd you write this week? And they're like, oh, well, I didn't write this week. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You might have been extra busy this week or something. You got sick. What'd you write last week? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't write last week. Oh, okay. So what'd you write 3 weeks ago? Oh, I didn't write 3 weeks ago. But you said you're a writer. And it's like, if something that you like, is if an identity of yourself isn't happening within the 7-day rhythm, mm-hmm. it might not be an actual identity that you can claim and hold. Right.
I write sometimes.
Yes.
It's different. I enjoy writing. I like to write. But these big, like, they can be vocational or not.
Yeah.
If you want something to really become a part of who you are, or it's already who you are and you want to step into it and live into it, it's showing up in your week is how that will happen in your life.
And so when I first heard someone teach about this, I just you know, that GIF that's like the exploding mind and then the mind like over and over again, the guy in like, he's like in a black turtleneck. That's how I felt. Like, that's what I felt was happening to me. Cause for me, it was like, I just felt like things were clicking into place. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was like I was accessing this technology that I hadn't accessed before, but I could like, just like the first time you had a phone that you could text, you're like, wow, this is going to be helpful.
Yeah.
This is cool. This is going to be an easier way to communicate for years and years to come. And, you know, and so that's kind of what it was to me.
Yeah.
And so we talk about it all the time. We have a course on it called Rhythms Made Simple. If you want to like learn, it's kind of where we
deep.
Yes.
We've collected everything into one space for you. Yeah.
And so if you want to just like be like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Go take that course. It's available on
our
site.
Use the code Gong Money.
For you'll save
something.
Yep. But one of the things we teach in this course, which we're going to teach right now, is how to establish your first one, or an activity, how to establish your first one. It's like an activity to give you vision about what the rhythm can be. Mm-hmm. And I think that will motivate.
It cannot be. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I think that will motivate some of you to maybe start this process.
Yeah.
Because if we can give you language to live a full life, that language really like becomes super extra mega, like powerful within a 7-day rhythm.
Yeah.
Because then you're living out in a 7-day rhythmic cycle to then use that language to improve the 7-day rhythm cycle, which will then you give you more language, like, and that is where it like really just compounds on itself to like become this super powerful thing.
Yeah.
Like when I think about us having a Shabbat Friday night dinner every Friday, year week in and week out, like the power that like the little, like what that must be doing to our little girls' hearts is so powerful. And it just makes me want to do it even more.
Yeah.
And I feel like once you like unlock the technology of living within a 7-day rhythm, you then have this like superpower that you're just like, I want more of that.
Yeah. And so the 7-day rhythm framework is basically that you, and we're going to get into the activity then, but is basically this framework and perspective with which you accept as an individual and as a family. He's like, it's like almost like TJ and I shook hands and we were like,
this is
we are accepting that all we have is 7 days at a time. Like, you know, on this like looping, repeating, the line is still going forward, but it's like 7-day loop and around, seven day loop and around as we move forward through time. And so when you accept that, it really makes you realize that like, man, that's really true. Like, what I can fit into my week with intention and grace and all the good long things I could list off that I want my family and my life to be. If I can't get it into a week, it seeing it 7 days at a time really makes you realize your limitations and that when, you know, especially in like the American world, like limitations are such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like you can do it. Everybody can do everything. Anybody can be anything. Wow. Yeah. And so you subconsciously culturally grow up thinking, more is better and everything and all the stuff, bigger, now, more. And I actually think when you realize that like we as humans created by God, we have limitations in regards to our time. And that is insanely helpful when you let it be. Yeah. And then also like we personally all have limitations that are different.
Yeah.
And so when you use those limitations to guide your week, I actually feel like it's not limiting.
No.
It allows for this like deep exhale that then grows into this like expansively deep breath that allows you to just breathe in and take in more of the goodness. And I don't mean just good things, but like fullness, I guess is better. Fullness of life. When you realize like, man, we really do only have like the 7 days and then we're going to, and we're going to try it again, you know,
and
week
so,
in and week out.
So the structure of the 7 days are God worked for six and he rested for one.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, we could dive deeper. Like we could get really specific about, you know, on this day he did this, on this day he did this, but he worked for 6 days. And then on the seventh day he rested.
Yep.
And so for us and what we try to teach and talk about and communicate over and over again is that that day of rest is the anchor for your week and for your soul and can be the anchor for your life that you get to touch it. You get to throw, like you get to throw it out of the boat every 7 days.
Yep. Every 6 days.
Every 6 days. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, and when you start doing that, you will
like picturing that.
Yeah.
Being in the boat, you're moving forward or, you know, you're swirling around, whatever. It doesn't matter what direction your boat is going necessarily, but then that you chuck it out for a day.
And you're like, okay, let's recoup. Let's kind of figure out where the stars are. Let's do the Moana hand thing. And then let's pull the anchor back out and let's start going again. And
literally wayfinding.
Yes.
Figuring out where you are by where you've been.
Yes. Wow. You said that line really impacted you the other week.
I actually did. How many times have I watched Moana, especially lately? Kid you not, probably 48.
Yeah.
Probably 48 days in a row. And I like, how many times have I heard Maui say that?
Yeah.
And it like popped up the other day as like stronger.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, preach it, Maui.
Yeah.
That is how you find your way.
And so, so that's kind of the structure that we live by. And now I'm going to kind of dive into this activity that you guys can do to sort of help you step into that structure. First and foremost, what we always say is start with Sabbath. So if you don't have or pick a day of rest within your 7-day rhythm, it's not going to work because it's not going to be a 7-day rhythm. It's going to be a weekly schedule. Mm-hmm. And so set aside a day of rest, that you can just be still and know that he is God. And this day doesn't have to be this like somber monk style day, which I think a lot of people picture that, like this, like I'm going to go to mass and be Catholic all of a sudden and like wear a burlap sack with a rope tied around it. And it's like that is not the picture of Sabbath that I think the kingdom of God holds.
Yeah.
Could it be? For some people, absolutely.
Right.
But for, I think, most people, especially those of us with young kids and young families, Sabbath is, and this is the definition that I like, is a day once a week that we can taste and see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, and I think scripture backs this up, the kingdom of God is a feast.
Mm.
It is a party. It is just something beautiful and glorious and full of life and joy and abundance. And so we want to make that Sabbath day, especially for our girls, because as they grow, they'll need to know math and writing and all this kind of stuff. But what they really need for their adult life is to understand that there's a day of rest and understand what Sabbath does. And I think John Mark puts it this way. It's like, it's a day to basically say like, I am not God. I'm going to set my tools down because I'm willing to admit that I am not God. And so that is just such a powerful statement of faith week in and week out over and over again. And so as we teach our girls this, they will take that into adulthood. Yes, they'll take reading and addition and maybe some long division or whatever. And they might know some capitals, like unlike their father. But we really want them to take the practice and the rhythm of rest into their adult life because that will have such a huge impact on them as parents and as spouses and as grandparents someday. And so it really is this powerful tool. So we always say start with Sabbath. So before you do this activity, have a conversation with your spouse or with yourself if you're single and say, okay, this is my Sabbath day. Ours goes from Friday night into Saturday night. Some people do Sunday, kind of depends on your schedule. I know we're instantly going to get the question of like, I don't have the same schedule every week. What do I do? I think that's a tough question to answer without knowing the real specifics of your life. But some things you can do are like, you know, if you get your schedule a month in advance,
right?
Like
you pick your days,
pick four Sabbaths. I think for some people, what Sabbath will lead you into is a new career. Like I 100% think that has happened. Like we have friends who are in the wedding world and now they don't take weddings on specific days because that's their Sabbath.
Yeah.
Like what a huge sacrifice that is income wise.
Right.
But that's the power of this, living this way.
Yeah.
So first thing I would do, mark your Sabbath day. That is a day to taste and see the kingdom of God. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that sound like? What does that taste like? Those are questions that I would ask because those are questions that you should know.
And we actually go over all that in the course. If you're like, I need more information. Yeah.
And so I'll leave it at that because the point of this podcast episode is this activity.
Yeah.
So, but I always want to say start with Sabbath because what Sabbath will do is like for us, it's on a Saturday. Well, now it changes Friday because Friday ends up being this day of like, well, we like to Sabbath with a clean house. So we do this super tidy and I don't want to be thinking about certain work things all the time. So like, let's finish those up.
Yeah.
And we have school to finish up. So let's finish that up so that the kids can just like be and enjoy. So it changes Friday and then it changes Sunday. Okay. We already had our day of rest. What does Sunday look like? It's church in the morning. And then ours is called Set 'Em Up Sunday, where we go through and like laundry and get the house
ready
for
the
week
ahead. Yeah.
And then because it changed Friday and Saturday or Friday and Sunday, now it changes Thursday and Monday. And then it changes Tuesday and Wednesday. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I have a rhythm here.
Yeah.
Anyways, you got a rhythm, baby. but how to put things on that rhythm is what really I think this activity is all about. So here's what you do to do that. So first, I'm going to speak to everyone like they're married because I think that's just easier than me being like, and if you're single, do this. Like, I think this activity can work for anybody in any stage of life at any, like with kids, no kids, et cetera. So what you do is for you and your spouse is you get a piece of paper separately or use your notes app, or you just find somewhere to write and you write all the things you have to do in a week. All the things you want to do, all the things you like whatever,
like your responsibilities.
So like a lot of
roles you play.
Some of that stuff will be non-negotiable. Like you have to go to work Monday through Friday, or you watch a niece on Tuesdays or right. whatever. Like, just start listing those things, listing those non-negotiables first is always the way that I do it, because that kind of helps my like brain work.
But right. It's interesting though. I don't know if I'd call them non-negotiables, because they, well, in like, the end they could be.
Work, you might get there. Sleep,
yes.
Eating.
Defaults,
default.
Default
non-negotiables. Like, yeah. And I'm going to press on that as we go through the activity.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So make your giant list, each of you separately. I would make them separately, and I would allow yourself to envision the person that you want to be, the family you want to become. Like, I would take time to dream a little bit as you make this list. Mm-hmm. Now, is it feasible for you to go on vacation every week? No. So like something like that doesn't go on the list. Mm-hmm. Is it feasible for you to, like, if you want to be an avid reader, write reading on that list. If you want to be a writer or a painter, or physical fitness is super important to you, like, write those things down. Allow yourself to think, to like, not have your head straight down and be like, all I do is take care of kids, or all I do is work, and that's it, and that's all I have time for.
Yeah.
And then I would challenge you to open your screen time app on the phone and double check that. And allow yourself to, like, who is the person? Ask yourself this question: who is the person I want to become? Mm-hmm. Who is the person the Lord has called me to be? Mm-hmm. What are the giftings that He has given me that I want to step into?
Yeah.
And write those things down. Dream a little bit. Like, do you want to preach a little bit more? Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to write? Do you want to read? Do you want to paint? Do you want to sculpt? I don't know. Something, you know, like, gardening something? Like, do you want to become a gardener? Like, what are those things? And some of those things might, for some of you, this might be the hardest part. Some of you may have over the last few years, especially, I'm always looking at young moms, have squashed those things so far down because culture has told you this, and now you have started to believe it, that you don't deserve to be that type of person. Mm-hmm. All you get to be is a mom, which being a mom is an incredible privilege.
Yes.
Something that is super underrated and has such value in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. But there might be like other things that you've squashed in yourself, and now that you believe should remain squashed. Those are the things that I want you to write down. Mm-hmm. And so make that long list separately. I would make them separately. They can be as long as you want to.
Yeah.
And if you have children that are, I don't know, maybe 10 and older. I don't know. I don't want to put an age on it. You know your kids. Mm-hmm. But like, you could have your kids make a similar list.
Yeah.
Side note. I'm going to side note on this. I saw this super powerful video, and I think if we let our kids make this list, it would have a similar sort of reaction.
Okay.
So it's this video. They bring in these adults, and they ask them, if you could eat dinner with anybody living, who would you eat with? And
assume I know where this is going.
And the parents are like, Justin Bieber, Kylie Minogue, like they start saying names, and they're giving each other a hard time about like who they're saying and all this kind of stuff. And then they ask their kids, and their kids all just say, well, my parents, my family, do they have to be famous?
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to pick my family. Mm-hmm. And so, anyways, just super powerful. And you might see that in your kids' list that they write family time whatever. And so make your list all separate, and then buy some Post-it notes. I would recommend getting different colors for different people. So
100%.
Have it color coordinated. And then I would start writing those things individually on those Post-it notes. So, write work, write CrossFit, write writing, write reading, write going on a walk, like whatever you had on that list that you want.
Make dinner, clean house.
Yep.
Even like driving kids to things, like you can write soccer down because that's something you do, but then also like you're driving to soccer, multiple times or whatever. Like, think about your current week and then also picture your life kind of in the future and what you want to be. And you're trying to write down all those things into one area.
Yeah. So you take your whole list and you write them on Post-it notes individually, color coordinated. So one he has pink, one he has blue, one he has green, one has yellow. And then you put all of those Post-it notes, all those individual things on a table.
Yeah. Or like a kitchen counter or something, a big space.
Somewhere where you can just kind of see them all at a glance. And as you see all those things, you realize, okay, we can't do all of these things. That's the first thing that you'll notice is like, if we try all of this, we're going to burn out and our lives are just going to be like a constant state of like never ending to-dos and we're instantly going to have to cut out a day of rest because we don't have enough time for that and all this kind of stuff. So you'll start to realize that very quickly that like, wow, there's a huge amount of things, of possibilities.
Like, I think when you see it written down and it's, I think it's okay to feel this way. You might actually feel this like almost like sigh of relief in the visual acknowledgement of, oh my word, that's a lot.
Yeah.
No wonder I feel the way I do. And I think seeing them all out like that makes you like, it can help you ask the question of like, oh wow, are we trying to fit like 10 days worth of stuff into a week or 12 days worth of stuff into a week? Because I think deeply, deeply in us who we are from creation, whether we have the language for it or not, our bodies and like we're made to do this like almost 7 day, every day, seven days, like this like weekly reset, not just the day of Sabbath, but like, it's like we get to turn a new page or we, I don't know, we finish the loop or we complete the circle or whatever every 7 days. And when we're not closing that loop and we're just we're trying to shove 2 weeks worth of activities into the 7 days, we feel bananas and exhausted and grouchy and short tempered and all these things because it's literally impossible.
Yeah. So you'll start to realize very early on that like, there's just too much here. That's like the first lesson in this practice, in this activity. And then what you want to do is this is like, there's a lot of different ways you can attack this. Like, there's not just one way to do it. I think it kind of depends on personality and all this kind of stuff, but
Both working from home? Are you, you know, whatever.
But like, I would suggest is like, you know what, like start having the conversation. What are the non-negotiables? Like sleep is something that you need daily. Like if you wrote down sleep, good sleep, move that, you know, I would take that. I would have another space where it's like, this is where the things we're choosing are going. It can be another counter or like maybe tape off a square on the table and start moving those. Like I would call them non-negotiables, like the things that you do to survive as a human being. Yeah. I think a lot of people struggle by putting things they think are non-negotiable, in that category when really they might not even be in that category.
Yeah.
And then the practice is simple. You grab one post-it note
at a time,
and you kind of ask yourself, is this something that we can fit in the rhythm?
Yeah. Do we even want this in the rhythm?
Yeah. Do we want this in the rhythm? Can we fit it in the rhythm? In the season, does it work? Do you want it in the rhythm? Do I want it in the rhythm?
Right. Are we, how'd this get here in the first place?
Who wrote, like,
talk about it. Yeah.
And I think like an example that I like to use is like, okay, you have seven kids or five kids or three kids or whatever, and they all want to play different sports. And you have all of those sports holding, like you're holding all those sports post-it notes.
Yeah.
Like, are you in a season where like that sort of physical activity and that competition and that spirit and all that, like sports bring a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Is that a priority for you as a family? Because a lot of people in American culture play sports, have their kids play sports because it's what a lot of people do. And so there's never a conversation about why are we putting our kids in soccer and baseball and all this kind of stuff. And so I think like this activity is a really good time to like let's hold out the soccer post-it note and let's talk about it as a family. Are we doing soccer? Because right now we're in a season where we want to teach our kids like competition and working hard and doing something that they might not want to do and playing defense and offense and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Like there's a lot of lessons to be learned in youth sports. Or are we doing it
out of fear?
Out of fear, because that's what we're supposed to do. And that's
what if they miss out?
And meanwhile, like your kid, if they made their list, soccer might not be anywhere on there. And so we have to come to some realizations of like,
limitations.
Why are we doing this? And so you have conversations about every single post-it note. And these end up, I think what this activity does is it allows the heart of who you want to be bubble to the surface. At first you might be defensive and you might be like, well, you have one, so I want one. And like, there might be some like tension and some awkwardness and stuff like that. I think that might happen at first, but I think if you like can stay calm about it and loving and full of grace, you will start to see like, oh, our current schedule does not match the post-it notes we have on this side of the table. The current way that we live life.
Doesn't reflect who we desire to be or become at all.
And so that is like, that will start to like, It will
just
start
it's like once you know,
yeah,
like,
it will start to eat away at you in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Like it will start to like really allow you to like see with open eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not living the life I feel like the Lord has called me into.
Mm.
And once you know that reality,
yeah,
it's hard to keep living that life.
Yeah.
And so this activity becomes this really rich, kind of hard, but in a good way hard, practice to really set aside the, like really move these post-it notes to one side that you want to be as part of your rhythm. And
Or think if you have the space for it, like either have two separate tables or whatever, because then you can literally use the language of, are we leaving that on the table?
Yeah.
Is it staying or is it going? It's important enough to be there. And then I think really cool, maybe I'm jumping ahead. Sorry, T.
Yeah.
We can circle back if you need to, but I think if you feel like you and your spouse are out of place where you can ask this and it's not going to explode into something, I think a really cool thing to be able to ask if and when you do this is if there's one post-it note you could take off the table, what would it be?
Yeah.
And, or is there something you want to add that you didn't even write down in the first, like it's buried so deep that you even talked yourself out of like even writing it down.
Yeah.
Cause I just know that we've had similar conversations, where if there's one, you know, cause it's like this grace filled pass of like, you can answer this question and we might not take it off. It might still stay there because it needs to right now, but it just really allows, like, I feel like the heart of who we are and the desires of our hearts to be spoken with like a little less like, well, that has to stay on because blah, 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 blah.
Like this isn't true in our scenario, but
make one up,
but I'm going to make one up.
Okay.
Brooke, like we go to the beach every Saturday for Sabbath.
Yeah.
And
that part's true.
Our whole family loves it.
Yeah.
But if we did this activity and I maybe didn't love it and was just like, I just go because you all love it so much.
Right,
like,
right.
It would give me the opportunity to be like,
I'm like, if you can handle the opportunity to ask,
I would take that one off.
I would take that one off.
Because it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And then we could talk about it. Obviously that's like,
that's not true. That's we love going to the beach. But that is the idea. Yeah. Like if I could take this off, I would, or if I could, you know.
And that's where we've had some hard, honest conversations about me playing video games because of that sort of heart and spirit around the rhythm. Because after you do this activity, you don't have to really do it again. I mean, it can be helpful if people want to do it over and over again.
Yeah.
I think as you like, but what it does is it opens the door to have language around this type of thing. Like now this post-it note language lives inside of your hearts and minds. And so
when
you can
everybody's losing it, you can look at each other and be like, we left this on the table. Yes. This matters.
Yeah.
Or this doesn't matter.
And so you'll end up with two piles. You'll end up with some stuff on the table and some stuff off the table, or you'll end up with some stuff and like, we want to fit this in the rhythm and some stuff that we don't.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, then the conversations can get a lot deeper and because as you see, like
it's your filter then.
Let's say you have too much stuff over on this is going to fit in our rhythm side or like something that just like in this season of life is like, you know, I want to go on a 10-mile hike every weekend and you have a pregnant wife. You're just like, okay, that's a great thing to add to the rhythm, just not now.
Yeah.
And so you can have conversations about those post-it notes now that the ones that are set aside, you don't need to like, you don't need to sift through everything now.
Yeah.
You've already done that. And so that's the sort of second step. And that's a really helpful step. Mm-hmm. What I think is going to happen for a lot of you is like, there are going to be things left on the table, things that you don't want in the rhythm that you're going to have to like actually take action on. So like, I'll use my example from earlier, let's say kids soccer. And you're like, well, we're already signed up. Like, what is that? What do we do? You know, like, do we just continue? Cause we gave our
word. Volunteered for a big position that now I'm realizing that doesn't support anything that I'm hoping for.
And so I think you can sort of tackle them different ways, kind of depending on the scenario, but like there might be some action steps for things that are left on the table that you have to start to take. And there might be like some hard conversations and people might judge you because of that. Like,
they might,
you know, like let's say you're a guy and you're not doing fantasy football because like just doesn't fit in the rhythm. Like,
your wife said you can't do it.
Yeah. And
you're like,
you know,
no, actually we had a really heartfelt conversation about, does this support our season of life? And blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And so, I've been writing about this week as I've been doing some work stuff. And I just felt like, man, we've never really sort of like, we go into it in the course. But I love the idea of like adding the language to the podcast world because I think it could be super helpful. And so our hope for this episode is that you literally do it and take a picture of it, take a picture of your post-it notes, post them on the Facebook page. Like I would love, and I don't make a lot of like, let's all do this as together as as a unit, as a community. Like I don't make a lot of calls like that or like, you know, but this time I am. Mm. And I think we'll do it too. Like I think we'll find some time to do it.
We could do it.
Maybe we'll include June this time because I feel like she's older and a little bit like she can write and spell. And
well,
all
I honestly think that when your older kids are like reading well, like reading, they just, they're reading anything that comes across their path. That's when you're like, okay, we're going to start have you, you know, paying attention to the calendar and the rhythm and the family meeting and the stuff like that.
Yeah. I would just really encourage those of you who have sort of been on the fence. There's some of you who might have been on this journey with us, taking having a Sabbath, living within a 7-day rhythm. Maybe you took our course or whatever. You've read some of the books we've talked about, which is awesome. This might just be like a nice refresher for you to do. Mm-hmm. And then there's some of you who have like resisted every time we talk about this and are like, I like Brooke and TJ, but like, I'm not going to do that. That's just not for me. Or you have whatever list of excuses. Mm-hmm. I think Sabbath is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think God created us to live in a 7-day rhythm. Yeah. Now, is there any judgment within that? Like, no, there's literally a verse about like, there's no judgment on a Sabbath or a new moon festival or all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, but I would really challenge you to try it.
Yeah.
And if you're single, try it. Like what, yeah, like, cause absolutely. Like this isn't just for people and families. Like, like we all add way too much to our plate. We have way too much to do. We're not resting well. And, you know, you can see the side effects of that culturally.
Yes.
You know, people are going literally crazy all the time. And so what a amazing gift God gave us in literally the first few chapters of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Like he just gave us this technology that like is becoming proven true by science over and over again. And we've always had it.
Right.
What a gift. And as
what a gift.
Wow. So I would just encourage you to do this practice, and share, maybe, you know, you have to take a picture of all your post notes, but like maybe just like a, you know, a far away shot that you're actually doing it because I would love, I think that would encourage other members of our community to do it.
Yeah.
And then it will allow us to have places to ask questions and, you know, voice concerns or all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I have a feeling this will just be one episode of many as we sort of unpack this language and talk about this.
So, I love it.
I love it too.
I love it so much.
I love it so much too.
Yeah. I also love that we just so happened to buy a bunch of post-it notes like 2 days ago.
I did. Yeah.
For an unrelated reason. Yeah. So this is exciting. We got some good colors down there.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for today. I don't know how long we've been going because we stopped and then started again because Daisy woke up, but I think it's actually shorter.
Wow. Brooke, I also love that.
Have we told
so
that story?
Much. I don't know.
So every week before we record the podcast, we kind of like have like a few minutes talking about like, okay, what are we going to talk about? Mm-hmm. And I would say every week for maybe a year.
I don't know. Not that long. That's a long time.
Every week for a considerable amount of time, Brooke has said, it could be shorter this week.
Clearly a post-it note I would love to put on the table. It could just be a little shorter.
And then every week it's like, we're about
the same amount of time every week.
But yeah, love to see your guys' results and what you do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. You only have a few more days to use that collection code, which is Gong Money or For You. Both good, but one is obviously better. That's it. Unless you have anything to add.
I do not.
All right, here we go. Okay, I love you. Bye.